It is not fair. A phrase we have all used when we feel we have been slighted. My children have said this more than I can count, often as a response when one child gets something the other wants. It is not fair. I have said this quite a lot in the past 6 months in response to injustice and in response to grief, which has felt more intense during this global pandemic. I recently came across a TED Talk, which is a video that was testing fairness with capuchin monkeys. The monkeys were in a cage where they could see each other, but there was a barrier between them. The two monkeys had to give the researcher a rock, and in return, they were given a reward. The first monkey gave the rock and received a cucumber and was completely happy to receive the cucumber. Then the second monkey gave the researcher a rock and was given a grape. Each received a reward for the work that they had done. Only was the reward equal in the eyes of the capuchin monkeys? Now the researcher did the experiment again. First monkey gave the researcher the rock, and the monkey was given a cucumber as a reward. Only this time, the first monkey knew that the other monkey was given a grape, and that first monkey wanted the same reward. But that was not what was given, so the monkey threw the cucumber at the researcher. More than once, what was fine at first is now rejected because the grape is more desirable. It is not fair. In the Jonah text, we hear that Jonah was not happy when God spared the people of Nineveh. He was angry. It is not fair. So what does Jonah do? He has a pity party outside of the city. He's stuck in his own misery. He even wants to die. It is easy for us to get stuck in the unfairness of God's unmerited favor. Is it fair for the workers who are hired at the end of the day to get the same pay as the workers who started in the morning? I recently heard a Brené Brown reflection on the parable from Matthew, the laborers in the vineyard. She stated that she was angry when she heard the pastor tell the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. She said, "It is not fair." She said she had hoped that the last workers who barely worked, that while they were on their way home, their wagon would break down, and the repairs would cost them exactly what they were paid for a day's wage. It feels like she wants to punish them for the generosity of the owner. And she continues to tell a story of teaching this parable to a group of children. She makes a game out of it. She has them do jumping jacks and tells them that she will pay them in Monopoly money for their jumping jacks. So she begins, starts with a few kids, and slowly adds a few more. When they finish with the jumping jacks, she begins to pay the children with Monopoly money, the $500 bill Monopoly money. The kids who did the most jumping jacks and the ones who did the least jumping jacks all receive the same $500 bill of Monopoly money. Can you guess what happens next? As the kids notice that they're all getting the same amount of Monopoly money, the kids went crazy, shouting that that is not fair. She agrees with the kids. Even after the leader who's in the room with her whispers to her, "This is where you talk about it being fair," she proclaims, "No, it is not fair." And then she asks, "Why does this happen?" The response from the children is that God loves us all, no matter how many jumping jacks we do. This can be difficult to wrap our head around. It is human nature to think that if we work hard for something, we deserve the reward or the acclamation. For those who don't do the work like we do, they get what they earn because they didn't work as hard or didn't work as long. It is like we are keeping score. Perhaps we have days when we are like the capuchin monkey who threw the cucumber at the researcher, expressing the unfairness of the reward given for the work. Or maybe we are like Jonah, stuck in our misery and having a pity party, angry at the grace given to someone seen as unworthy. Or maybe we are like the laborers who grumble against the employer who paid everyone the same wage. This parable reminds us, even when we are not being our best self, or perhaps we are feeling a bit of shame for something we have done or said, that we are given the same grace and mercy. God's mercy breaks human ideas of what is right. Let me say that again. God's mercy breaks human ideas of what is right. There is no end to God's greatness. The parable of the laborers in the vineyard showed the incredible breadth and width of God's scandalous grace. This parable sets us back on our heels when we assume we deserve more grace than anybody else. We are reminded, like Jonah and the Philippians, that acts of righteousness, piety, and contrition are all good things, but they are not what saves us. Only grace, and grace alone, will give us a place at the banquet table. Amen.